أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلنا بينهم وبين القرى التي باركنا فيها قرى ظاهرة وقدرنا فيها السير سيروا فيها ليالي وأياما آمنين. Still in the discussion of the people of Saba, whom Allah Ta'ala had blessed with great, great favors, but they were unthankful to Allah and did not believe in Allah Ta'ala. So how Allah changed the gardens of Jannat of this world into gardens of Jahannam and hellfire for them. So Allah explains another great favor which Allah had blessed them with. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ الْقُرَى الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا قُرًا ظَاهِرًا. اور رکھی تھی ہم نے ان میں اور ان بستیوں میں جہاں ہم نے برکت رکھی ہے ایسی بستیاں ظاہرتوں وقدرنا فیہ السیر جو راہ پر نظر آتی تھی اور منزل مقرر کر دی ہم نے ان میں آنے جانے والے کی. Allah says that on the journeys which they commonly undertook between them where قوم سبأ was and going to Syria, Damascus, Sham, we had made many, many towns, villages and cities on the way. And those cities and towns were on the road. And we had made the distances also very comfortable, that when they traveled in the morning after Fajr, which was the normal procedure, they would reach comfortably by Zohar to the next town, where they can have their lunch, they can make their qailula and spend the night. So in other words, Allah had made the journeys for them also very comfortable and very easy, where they did not have difficulty when they were traveling also. But this also they did not appreciate. For this journeys of theirs, Allah says, سِيرُوا فِيهَا لَيَالِيَ وَأَيَّامًا آمِنِينَ. پھرو ان میں راتوں کو اور دنوں کو امن سے. That you travel in this journeys of yours during the day also, and there was complete security and safety which Allah had granted them. You can travel at night also and you don't have fear of anything whatsoever. No highway robbers, no crooks or anything. And we made the distances also very comfortable for you. There were 4,700 villages and cities between them and between Damascus, and so they could make their journeys and plan their journey very well and be very comfortable. But what did they do in return? فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا بَاعِدْ بَيْنَ أَسْفَارِنَا. پھر کہنے لگے اے رب دراز کر دے ہماری سفروں کو. Oh Allah, make the towns, the distances very far from one another. We are not enjoying the journeys. In other words, we are so comfortable, we would like some challenges, we would like some difficulties. And this is what happens to a person when Allah blesses him with his great favors. Just like the people of Bani Israel, when Allah gave them manna and salwa, the best of food, the food of Jannat Allah gave them. Then they made dua that, oh Allah, in return, we don't want manna and salwa. Give us dal, give us vegetables, give us the very simple basic foods. So when man is in this great favors of Allah, he does not appreciate it and he looks for other things. It is commonly said, An-ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat. A ni'mat of Allah, when it is lost, when a person does not have it, then he appreciates it. But as long as he has got that ni'mat, he doesn't even think of it as a ni'mat. He does not realize, he does not make shukr. So in the opposite, they said that, oh Allah, make our journeys hard for us, that we feel we had journeyed, that we have difficulty, that we have stress, that we have sleepless nights. This is how stupid a person becomes when he does not appreciate the favors of Allah, then he wants hard work. So if Allah gives a person even his rosy very easily, there are many people who are not satisfied with that. They want to go and slog and work hard. Allah has made their rosy easy, it is coming, but they want to have it hard, the hard way. So these people also made such a dua. Allah says, وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Or, aap apna bura kya. They brought harm and difficulties and destruction upon themselves. And then when our punishment came, as explained in the previous ayats also, those trees and orchards of theirs, they were turned into thorny bushes. They were turned into amli trees, bitter trees. and all bitter berries, etc. And further, another punishment, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثِ پھر کر ڈالا ہم نے ان کو کہانیاں. We left them just to be stories to be said about them. There was nothing left of the people. Only people remembered there was a nation like the Qawm of Saba who enjoyed such great favors, and all the favors were taken away. They were just they only remained in story books. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقْ اور کر ڈالا چیر کر tukre tukre, and we destroy them and in pieces, complete pieces. We made pieces out of them, and there was nothing left of them. And all this was that they did not fulfill the amanah, the trust which Allah had put upon them, and they were unthankful to Allah Ta'ala. Inna fi dhalika la ayatil likulli sabarin shakur. Usme pate ki baatein hai har sabr karne wale shukr guzar ko. Allah says, in here they are great lessons, and these lessons will be taken for by those people who make sabr and who make shukr. These are two great qualities of the believers. When hardship comes, a person makes sabr. And when ni'mats come, a person makes shukr. So a person who has developed these two qualities, he will be able to take lessons from the Qawm of Saba and what had happened to them. But if we don't have sabr and shukr in us, then we will also just pass over these and we won't take any lessons. Shukr, to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. We should think, how much do we make shukr to Allah? The sunnah dua to read in the morning and similarities in the evening. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik. Oh Allah, whatever ni'mat I've got or anyone in the creation, it is all from you. But do we think of Allah's favors? Do we think of Allah's ni'mat? How comfortably we pass the night. Then in the evening, that oh Allah, this night that I'm coming into, whatever ni'mats I had during the day were all from you. How many of us make shukr to Allah? Sabr, that whenever something goes against our wish, how much do we control our temper? How much do we control our anger? We don't make sabr. Those who develop these qualities will take a lesson from this Qawm of Saba. Otherwise, we will just read it to pass, and it will be just like a story for us. We won't take any lessons. وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلِيمْ إِبْلِيسُ وَنَّهُ اور سچ کر دکھلائی ان پر ابلیس نے اپنی اٹکل. And Shaitan had spoken the truth for a change with regard to these people, with regard to the Qawm of Saba. That Qawm, that Shaitan, when Allah Ta'ala turned him away from his mercy and his court, Shaitan vowed that time, I will get people involved in anger and in lust. And this is how his words came through. That time it was just his thought. He also did not know the future, but that was his planning. And this is how he had destroyed this nation. And that they were unthankful to Allah Ta'ala. They lacked the quality of sabr. So Shaitan destroyed them. فَتَّبَعُوهُ پھر اسی کی راہ چلے. Then these people followed in the way of Shaitan. We all must also think daily that am I walking in the path of Rahman or am I walking in the path of Shaitan? What is my nature? Especially when anger overtakes us, then we should think how terrible and vulgar language we use, how abusive we become. Some of us even use our hands, etc., on our workers also, on our wives also. We start facing court cases, etc., and all things. Then we should think, are we walking the road of Shaitan or the way road of Rahman? Illa fariqan min al-mu'minin, magar thore se imandar. The Quran also says very few of the believers. That is, the believers, they are believers. Of the believers, very few get saved from Shaitan and his effects. And this can only be when a person makes effort on his ruh, on his soul, on his spiritual life, on islah and tazkiyah. Otherwise, we are believers, but we don't control ourselves. How many of us, we go right out of our mind, our tongues are out of control, our hands are out of control, because we did not learn how to control them. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ اور اس کا ان پر کچھ زور نہ تھا. And actual fact is, Shaitan has got no power over anyone. As Shaitan will make it clear on the day of Qiyamah also, I did not force anyone to do anything. I only enticed him. I only put the words in front, do this, do that. Look at this woman, start screaming, swearing now. I only advised him. I did not force him. So Shaitan has got no power over a person. And even that little bit what he does, Allah Ta'ala has given us enough to combat it. That Allah has given us our willpower. And the farishtas, at all times, they also tell us to do the good and the right. Many times when we want to speak a lie, the thought comes, no, I must speak the truth. That is from the farishtas. But Shaitan tells us, speak a lie and get away with it, etc. So Shaitan, he makes his effort, but Allah has given us our defense with the help of the Malaika. Now it is up to us what we want to use. We have got the accelerator also, and we have got the brake pedal also. It's what we want to use. We want to accelerate at the wrong time, or whether we're going to brake at that time and control ourselves. إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِالْآخِرَةِ مگر اتنے واسطے کہ معلوم کر لے ہم اس کو جو یقین لاتا ہے آخرت پر. Allah says, the test we have kept at all time, and it is for one purpose, so that we test everyone. And Allah knows perfectly, but everyone proves for himself that how much yaqeen he's got on akhirah. How much stronger our yaqeen, namaz time we won't miss our namazes. At the time of looking at other women, we will be able to control ourselves. But if that yaqeen is not there, that it is very weak, then a person won't control himself and he'll do all the wrong things. مِمَّنْ هُوَ مِنْهَا فِي شَكْ جُدَا کر دے اس سے جو رہتا ہے آخرت کی طرف سے دھوکا میں. To differentiate between those who have full yaqeen on the آخرت and those who are in doubts about it, whether about the life of the qabr, life of the day of qiyamah. If we got yaqeen on this dunya's life and we live as though we're going to live here forever, that we're never going to leave this dunya, and as though there's nothing going to happen in the akhirat, then such a person's life goes in the wrong direction. But a person whose yaqeen is on the life of the akhirat, and also yaqeen that this world is a temporary abode, and it is given to prepare for the akhirat, that person's life gets corrected. وَرَبُّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٍ اور تیرا رب ہر چیز پر نگہبان ہے. And your Allah is watchful over everything. Allah knows what is in your heart. How much of your yaqeen in akhirat. But to prove it for yourself, Allah has given all these things so that we can see for ourselves in which direction we are going. And this is also a great favor of Allah, that while we still got our breaths that we can take, the days that are coming, we can change and correct our lives and make them for the akhirat and for our eternal enjoyment. Wa akhiru da'wana.